Schmidt Insurance Agency, Tom, Janice, and Anita support area athletics and help you enjoy tonight's game. For a no-obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Make your New Year's resolution to have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has sale pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. And they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love Thumb Cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G home hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Here's a simple rule of the thumb from your Farm Bureau insurance agent. If you have loved ones, if you have people who will suffer financially if something should happen to you, then you need life insurance. Your Farm Bureau insurance agent will help you determine the right amount for you and your family. Even stay-at-home moms need life insurance because they provide so many vital services that would be expensive to replace. Call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach, at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 today for a confidential review of your insurance needs. Farm Bureau Insurance is serious about your security. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, making your future more predictable.
Hello, my name is Janine Schmidt. Please stop and see me at 2224 Main Street, Ubley, or call 989-658-8538. The KCN Insurance Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are a Michigan insurance company.
We're back here at the high school. Sorry about that technical difficulty there. We ended up with the halftime here. Just ended 46-13. Neither team scored a basket while we were gone, so that was convenient. And we're sorry about that technology, and we're sorry about the couple times that we've walked over the rocks here. We're trying to learn this new delay system that they have here. Please bear with us, and hopefully we'll get that score away. But that is score right now at the end of the first half. It's 46-13. North Hand with the lead. What do you got to do if you're North Hand to get back in this game?
Actually, that's Ubley with the lead.
I'm sorry, Ubley with the lead. Yeah, sorry about that. Ubley with the lead. They're 46-13. They have the lead, but they've commanded this game right from the beginning. So what are you doing if you're Coach Turner right now?
Oh, I'm not happy with my team if I'm Coach Turner. Turnovers and defense are really the key things that North Hand has to work with. They've just had a bundle of turnovers, and Lightprint and his Ubley Bearcats are taking advantage of it every time.
You know, and looking at some of the stats here that we have from our stat keepers that are good for sitting here helping us out, you know, points in the paint. You know, that's a big thing that I am a big fan of, you know, points in the paint. When you got big players, like we talked about, we saw right in the very first throw, we saw Ubley go inside the last one. He fought, he read the defense, he saw it wasn't there, he gave it right back up. Ubley saw the three-pointer, and they quickly started defending that. So on the first quarter, Ubley had 12 points in the paint, North Hill only had 4. Second quarter, Ubley had 22, North Hill only had 2. And then you got to attribute a little bit to the turnovers, I would say, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. If you look at time of possession, you'd be amazed how many minutes Ubley has had.
Right. Josh Wright had 6 points in the paint, or 6 shots in the he's had 6 baskets in the paint. Lama Wicki's had 3 points in the paint. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at three different baskets here, trying to get my stats here scored away when we got written down here. So, but, you know, they're giving up a lot of points in the paint. They haven't even went to the outside game yet. We know that Cleary. We know that Perutsky. We know that Brian McGrath or Jesse Franklin. They can shoot three pointers. We haven't even seen that yet.
Well, when their inside game is just so successful, if Ubley can take it, they're going to take it. And North Huron is giving them it. It's really... North Huron just has to pick their game up all around.
I think North Huron, if I'm the coach in there right now, I'm telling North Huron, you know what, we're down 46-14. We have to come out right now. And you know, winning this game, we might not be able to do that unless we shut Ubley down. But are we going to give up, or are we going to go out there, and are we going to attempt to get back in this game? Number one, we need to hustle. Number two, we need to bounce out. Number three, and the major thing for North Huron has to be turnovers. That game, Ubley's press is good. But that press wasn't that good. They got through it when they wanted to, and then they ended up turning the ball away, taking away a shot, no rebounders down underneath the basket. North Huron just needs to go in that locker room right now, regroup, and come out and play North Huron basketball like they're capable of doing.
Absolutely. North Huron is throwing some really ridiculous passes. They've got to go back to the fundamentals. A chest pass is really all you need. And with all these over-the-head passes, they're throwing it 50 yards, and they can't even catch up to it.
And speaking of those passes, they have a lot of them taken away by the big guys from Ubley inside. You know, they're trying to penetrate inside to the big guys, and Ubley's giving them the 15 and 20 footers, and they've not taken any of those. They've either tried to force them inside, or they've thrown up outside shots that were not scored up and things like that to the basket. I think they felt rushed. I also think it was a big impact not having Royce out there in the first quarter, but hey, the coach has got to do what the coach has got to do. You've got to, you know, a lesson learned there too. So, but it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments that Coach Turner makes, and we'll see what the Bearcats come out with here. If they're going to apply the pressure, or keep the power to the middle, or are they going to sit back and play a little bit more controlled tempo. We'll be back after we hear from some more of our sponsors. We got the...
Here's good news for soybean growers. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. For more information, call Farmers Cooperative Grain Company at 1-800-332-0858. 1-800-332-0858. You heard right. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi has a non-GMO soybean program for new crop soybeans, and they're paying a $2.85 premium over current bids. Call 1-800-332-0858 for details. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kendi is Huron County's oldest member-owned co-op.
Orion dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, ooh, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get two free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
So
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Chuck Wright. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We're